Well, thank you very much. That's right. It's The Good Stuff with Kim and Mike. And I want to start off by telling you about Tri-State Livestock News. This is such a fun magazine to receive in the mail. There is so much information, and it's all tied into local, national, international livestock industry news. It's all important information. It keeps you informed. It keeps you involved. It keeps you engaged. Make sure you check it out now. Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. To subscribe.
Hey, wondering what to do for mom for Mother's Day? Take her to the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale in Mile City, Montana. Coming up this Mother's Day, May 11th, starting at 1 o'clock, a full day of live horse races, free admission to all moms, live Churchill Downs simulcast, all kinds of things going on there. And then the following weekend starts off May 15th with the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert, featuring showcase band Tanner Laws, special guest Tiger Lily Gold, and the headliner will be Gary Allen. And then all kinds of activities the 16th, 17th, and 18th with the world's biggest one-day match bronc ride and more. Find out more about that at buckinghorsesale.com.
So here's just a short piece, Mike. I know you're ready with something, but I'm going to toss this in. Look at it, he said. Read what it says. She reads the words, United States of America. No, not that. Read further. 1 cent? No, keep reading. In God we trust. Yes, and if I trust in God, the name of God is holy, even on a coin. Whenever I find a coin, I see that inscription. It is written on every single United States coin, but we never seem to notice it. God drops a message right in front of me, telling me to trust him. Who am I to pass it by? When I see a coin, I pray. I stop to see if my trust is in God at that moment. I pick the coin up as a response to God that I do trust in him. For a short time, at least, I cherish it as if it were gold. I think it is God's way of starting a conversation with me. Lucky for me, God is patient and pennies are plentiful. When I was out shopping today, I found a penny on the sidewalk. I stopped and picked it up and realized that I had been worrying and fretting in my mind about things I cannot change. I read the words, "In God we trust," and had to laugh. Yes, God. I get the message.
Something on the good stuff from the late Slim McNaught in one of his latest publications, Somewhere Beyond Alone. This is called Hayin' Time. I was batching young and lonely on that Buzzard Basin spread when I decides I need a cook just to keep me better fed. I was tired of my own cooking and the dog was getting thin. So I looks around the country, found a bride to court and win. Well, we got hitched and settled down and things were going fine. Me, I'd gained a bunch of weight, and that old dog thinks she's divine. And when it comes to ranching, she sure showed some common sense, like sorting cows out on the flat or stretching up some wire fence. Now, hand time was coming round. Had to get my equipment going. Sharpened sickles, oiled and tuned up, till I was ready for the mowing. So I loaded up the barrels that would keep me full of gas and all the tools I thought I'd need to do this job at last. Now I had this old 5-speed Ford truck that was my hay and rig, you see. But to get that truck and tractor moved, I needed two of me. So I says to myself, I've got a hand to work right by my side. So I headed to the ranch house to speak to my new bride. Now, she's just more than willing to help out when she can, but she'd not had much experience driving trucks in hilly land, because it's got to be remembered she's a flatland country lass, and that basin rim's a half mile straight up, even through the pass. But she hops right up in that loaded truck, and I know she'll fill the bill, and I tell her just to stay in low while she climbs that basin hill. But if it gets to pulling down, just stick it down in super. Don't even need to use the clutch, just mesh them gears and goose her. Well, I'm a quite a ways ahead, pulling mowers and all that, and I see her starting up that grade as a top out on the flat. So while I'm setting up where I'm waiting, I can hear that tranny howling. I know low gear ain't gonna do by the way that truck's a-growling. Now the tranny in that outfit had a lever on the shifter, and when you pulled the lever up, it changed the gear that you were after. So when she grabbed as she squeezed the flipper, it reversed instead of low, and just when the cab came into view, down the hill I see her go. Well, I can't tell you. I was worried. There's a deep canyon down that hill, and if she backed off in there, all that hay and gas that she'd spill. So I went running fast to catch her, but when the crest I finally made, I see her crank that old truck around, stopped her crosswise on the grade. Now, in 50 years, that's come and gone. We've worked side by side by choice, and times have been when, doing things, she swears I've raised my voice. But when I got to where she's parked, she really blowed her stack, because first thing I done was check to see if my gas was safe in the back. Slim McNaught, today on The Good Stuff.